I remember bringing him home, and our water pipes froze. We didn't have any water. Which was kind of hard when you wanted to wash diapers and cook all that stuff. It was cool.
Did you get out of home?
No, we lived in town, so we had to have somebody come and with a truck and thaw us out. It was really, really cold.
How long were you in the hospital then?
Oh, probably 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. I never was in the hospital with any of my children.
You had them at home?
No, I was home. And six.
You had them at home. Did you have a doctor come to the house?
Yes.
Doctor came to help you.
Yes.
Did you have a midwife?
I didn't
know
it was
a doctor, no.
Midwife, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, today let's talk about our grandparents. I suppose I remember thinking about grandparents because it was their birthdays. This, the 10th and the 12th of January were my grandparents' birthdays, the ones that I knew the best that I lived with. So I was thinking about them this morning.
My son was born December 31st, and then the other New Year's Day.
Oh, Happy New Year.
The old ring in the night.
That was appropriate.
Yeah, that's what I get. That's good. Those birthdays have gone by for this year. Joe and Milton.
They were both born on New Year's Eve?
One on New Year's Eve, and the next is the New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. You had a big celebration then for you.
Yeah.
You have it all at once.
Yeah.
Well, I liked your poem. Did your friends in your home here like your poem too? Anybody make any comments to you about it?
Well, it was easy for them to pick not what I had said.
Oh, really? They guessed which one?
Sure.
The one that you said was, I have that happy feeling?
Well, where the sun comes in nearly every day and my daughter takes care of my business.
Uh-huh. This is yours too, you know, Esther.
Yeah.
I have that happy feeling there's something good in store for me. I wondered if people could tell your writing from what you've written. Because we never say who says what. Well, we did in that one.
I was a good handwriter. I got too much for me when I was teaching, I guess.
In fact, I don't remember any of this.
Nobody can read mine either, but that's okay. We don't care about that. That's why we have typewriters.
I never learned to use a typewriter.
Well, what are some things we remember about it? I lived with my grandparents for 7 years. And my grandpa was a German and Pennsylvania Dutch. And he was very clean and orderly, and he worked for the railroad on big engines. He was a mechanic. And I'm sure he did an excellent job, because whatever he decided to do, he did as best he could. And he always, if he was going to work for you, he'd give you 150%. And he loved to garden. He liked to raise flowers, and he had great tall hollyhocks out on the side of the house, and no weeds in the yard. He'd get down with his penknife and dig them all out. And he was smaller than I am. He was short. A very, very kind man. And my grandmother was very soft, and she didn't care too much about housekeeping and cooking, but she did it. But, she was English and Scottish, and she liked to boil a lot, and you know, she'd make tongue and those things, which I never liked. But she was a good cook, too. And the one thing that I got from her is, on holidays, she'd have all the family come, And after we'd finished Thanksgiving dinner, she'd go to the refrigerator and open it up, and there'd be something in there that she forgot to put on the table. Like a salad, you know, or something like that. And I have done that, and I think, I guess I must have gotten that from my grandmother, forgetting to put the food on the table. But she was a nice lady. Nice lady. And my great-grandmother lived with us for years until I was about 12 or 13, and they were best friends, mother and daughter.
Yeah, 11 years they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept living at each other until they died.
Mm-hmm.
I know my grandpa lived with us, I was only 4 years old when he died.
Oh, you were three.
I was only 4 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
My father's father, he was. He just lived right there with us. That's the only grandpa I can't remember much of him. I feel like I can remember that coffin standing there. And then they all went to church, and then they left me home with a neighbor girl. Because they had to go on sleds. It was a cold.
To the funeral?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all I can remember about him.
What did he look like? Do you remember that? Was he big or small? Or?
My dad was a big man. He was tall too.
Your grandpa was tall too?
Yeah. I can't remember too much about it.
Oh, right. It's amazing that you can remember at that age. Your grandmother, you never remembered a grandmother?
No, my mother's grandmother. I remember her. I stayed with her quite a bit. I'd go up and help her. Mow the lawn for her. Clean up her house. Then I was supposed to stay with her when I went to high. But I didn't like to stay all the time, so I'd walk home a lot at night. When I couldn't get home, I would stay with her. She lived right in Richland.
She lived in New Richland.
Mm-hmm.
How far were you from New Richland?
3 miles. But I'd walk a lot of time. So I'd catch a ride.
What do you remember about your grandparents, Esther?
Well, my grandmother did a lot of sewing for me. And I don't remember her doing much work because she had twins, and somewhere or other she'd hurt her ankle and never could walk very well. And she had friends that would, she never would miss a county fair or something like that. She'd mm-hmm. have taken out there. I don't remember so much about the eats, but I don't think she did much of the cooking herself. She had someone at home to do the baking and that.
What was her name?
Barr. Grandma Barr.
Oh, okay.
B-H-R.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And my grandfather died in the middle of the winter, and we all had to wear a mourning, of course, black.
Oh. Even the children?
Even the children had to.
Oh. Huh.
And then I remember going across the lake to take them out to the cemetery.
Hmm.
I don't know if I can remember anything else. And about my grandparents, my father's folks, they lived out in Iasco, and they were not far from a church there, that a Methodist church had been started there, but I never was in that church. It burnt down one night. I think it was close to the railroad track, and probably some hobos had slept there or something, so I never got inside of that church. But I had That never married, and she kept house for my grandfather then.
Mm.
And that home is still in the family.
Hmm, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I doesn't talk too much or I'll get
coughing. We'll just let you rest a minute. Maybe you can come back and talk a little bit. Just rest your throat a minute. Somebody else remember about their grandparents?
My grandma, she'd always be knitting. Every time she sits down, she'd be knitting and knitting.
She knit sweaters, or?
Yeah, she knit stockings, she knit mittens for all us kids. She always had something in her hand. Yeah.
Did she spin her own wool, her yarn?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember that. Where she got that.
How about you, Ray?
I figured you'd hit me.
You wouldn't want me to, you don't want to talk about it?
Well, I'll tell you, I was small yet, so I don't. Well, I remember one time my grandpa, well, you own that land there, that, you know where that Bull Run Ranch is? Well, it's on the map.
Hmm.
And we had 80 acres on the south side of the road. And he comes with, he lived in Elma City, or came with my grandma. And they come from Elma City. They had them Democrat wagons yet.
Democrat wagons. What's a Democrat wagon?
Well, it's a little bit smaller than a Wrigley wagon, you know.
That was really the name of it?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I wonder why they called it that.
I don't know.
It must be favoring the Democrats.
Yeah.
I don't know how to.
It was a pasture, you know, it was like that creek bull running on through there, you know, and a lot of water at that time.
Bull Run is the river?
Well, it's a, well, I don't know, it's
creek.
It's a creek. And you backed the wagon in the creek and then you started fishing.
Oh my gosh,
well,
that was
fun. Well, you got some old legs about that long and then black ones.
Ooh. What was your grandpa's name?
Lau.
What was your grandpa Lau? How old were you when you were fishing on the back of the Democrat wagon?
Well, I must have been about 6 or 7 years old that time.
Did he live?
In Elma City.
In Elma City. Do you remember your grandma?
Yes. She was a short woman too. Well, she was a good cook though. That's all I remember. The other ones in Janeville, I don't know much about them. But we lived 9 miles from Janeville, you know.
Do you remember something about your...
Well, I would only remember... I can only remember one of my grandfathers. My mother's father. My mother's father. Of course, they were farmers. And they lived in Iosca Township. Her name was Miller. George. What was his name? My grandma Miller, she was not so much for the house, she was always working outside. She liked outside work, you know, helping with everything outside, poultry and garden. And cattle, little calves were born, first born, they needed any extra help, you'd always have to feed them or something like that. Remember too much about. Of course, she'd always come over to our home, and there's a new baby, and we should always come over to help my mother and stay there and help out, you know. So at Christmas time, and at Christmas come along, we never had much for Christmas. So this time, there was a little, she broke a branch from a lilac tree, I guess it was, and stuck it in the crack on the kitchen table. She had little bags of candy beans.
Jelly beans?
Jelly beans, yeah.
Oh.
So that's what they had tied up in little bags. That was new to us. So that was about all I can remember.
Did you ever go over and help her with her gardening?
No, we didn't. No. When I was able to do that, I had to do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
I was great for flowers anyway. I always started my little flower beds.
Maybe you got that from your grandma Miller.
Yeah, I did, really. Mm-hmm. She'd find new kinds of things and get them to transplant or something, you know, like that. Find new things.
Do you know where she came from?
Oh, Germany.
From Germany to Waseca?
No, down to Waterville. Their home
was Waterville.
Waterville, yeah. I was always great on keeping track of, I don't know how I got the idea, the right type of potatoes to have, you know, get a nice variety. So at last I got a hold of a white potato that was real sound and just nice to set for restaurants. They wouldn't cook and get mealy. Keep them whole. So that was a new finding of a new potato.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted to get a few from me, you know, half a pail for seed or something like that, you know. So that was kind of an experiment.
Mm. Where did you get the potato?
Well, I really sent to a seed house. I go that far.
Probably your potatoes are all over the place now.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they're all around, you know. I know that white potato had a name. It was a round potato, just real good.
Yes, it used to be a potato. It was a white potato, but when you'd cook them and spoon them with the pork, you know, they just turned into like flour.
Yeah.
Those
are your
water potatoes you got now.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, but yet they didn't get mushy.
No.
This one was done and never got mushy.
Mm. That sounds.
That they said they were good for hotels because that's like the way they cooked them for boiled.
Wish I could find some of those.
Uh-huh.
How about you, Jesse? Remember your
grandparents? With my grandparents. About all I can remember else is what was told to me.
You didn't remember that?
No, my father's parents both were gone when a few years before I was born.
Oh.
So.
You don't remember.
And then my mother's parents, my grandparents, moved away, so I didn't know much about them either.
Hmm. How old were you when they moved?
How old was I when they moved?
Was that before you were born?
No. That was before I can remember.
Oh, so you were pretty young.
Yes.
Hmm.
And I really got to know my mother's parents. I was 17 years old.
Oh, did they come?
He got sick, and mother was mortified, and I went with her. We went to Winnipeg, Canada. So he was too old at that time to remember too much for me to know what he was like.
Yeah, sure. Especially when he was sick like that.
Yeah.
Was your grandmother gone by then?
No.
She was?
Oh, no. She lived a number of years after that.
What was she like?
She was tall. And years ago, my mother said she was very intelligent looking. And, but as she grew, she had 13 children.
Oh my goodness.
So of course she didn't look like she did when she was young.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work.
Yes.
But why did they go to Canada, I wonder?
What?
I wonder why they went to Canada. Were they from Canada in the first place?
No. No, my grandmother was from North Ireland. My grandfather was from the big city in Ireland.
Dublin?
Dublin. Yes, he was from Dublin. So.
So Irish?
There was Irish and there was Scotch and the Scotch and Irish, yes.
I have an Irish grandmother and an Irish grandfather. They're gone now, but what they both came from their countries originally.
Yeah.
My other grandmother that I was talking about gave me a ring. It was an opal ring that her mother bought with some money that she got when her parents died. So I have that, and I'm going to choose who I give that to someday, but that's a nice memory. Where did your grandparents come from? Do you know? Were they born here, or did they come like Jesse's from?
Well, I think I know my dad's folks came from Germany, and I think that my mother's folks were born here. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure about that either. They had ancestors in Germany, I think, because I remember I had an uncle that was a doctor. They went over to Germany, and they looked up some of the places where they had lived. So, but my grandparents, I think, were born here. Probably not right in this neighborhood, but
in the United States.
In the United States.
Do you know about yours, Tilly?
I know my grandma's. My grandma came from Norway. She always told me about the trip over here.
What did she have? Do you remember what she said? About her trip from Norway? I suppose it was on a boat.
She was little, and when she came across.
A child.
Yeah. And she had to work for different people. She came over here. And my father still comes from Norway too. I don't know much about that.
Did they all settle right in this area? In Waseca County or Waterville?
No, my father's folks, they settled east of Richland first, and then they lost the home place. And then my dad lived there all his life.
My mother's folks lived here in Blooming Grove, And my father's folks lived in our household.
Oh, they did.
Waterville was our main town there. And we were not too far from Morristown. And my grandmother had to, I don't know if my grandfather retired or what, and at least he didn't farm anymore. They had to share their home with an uncle of mine. They had a big enough place, a house though, so they could divide it.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mother's people, they had relatives in Indiana, and they had had a large family, and I don't know, they were quite educated. There were several priests in the family. And here, I never kept history of any of that, and I'm so mad about it now.
You know, at the time, you don't think it's...
All the lovely things that some of them done, you know, and I never kept a history of it. You know, when you're kids, you don't realize how important it could come, you know.
That's right.
Now it hits you.
Yeah, now it just makes you wonder. And they had the same advantages, you know. They had books, they'd write-ups and everything. Why didn't we keep some of those things? Just lay it aside and forget about it.
You know, one thing I wish I had, my grandmother used to keep a journal every day. And I don't know whatever happened to that, but I sure wish I had it.
Don't.
I suppose it got thrown away. Yeah. And I didn't, you know, at that age, I didn't even think about it.
No. Lots of things you should have asked when you was, you know, all dead.
Yep.
Well, my father's folks are buried out there in Alaska. That cemetery is not very well kept up. My youngest aunt, my father's younger sister, used to take care of it. And they have that cemetery there, and they still have a place out there that they take care of.
Mm.
It's a cousin of mine is still out there. But of course, now the county has taken over those neglected cemeteries, so it's taken care of now.
Yes, some had them fenced in so the cattle would get in here and break things down. Well, after a while the fences broke down, the cattle still get in and do damage, you know, knock tombstones down, all that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, that's changes and things, you know. We had there was a small cemetery on what they call the county line on Basik and Le Sueur. And the selectus, and you know the selectus, there's some of those people around Waterville. Well, that's some of the older people. Well, they discontinued using that, you know. We had some of our family in that little cemetery, but we removed the corpses over to the Waterville Cemetery then, you know.
The Waterville.
Waterville. They did that. So that there's very little left, you know, that you can identify that little cemetery.
Mm.
Because they were doing that then, they were not burying over there no more. They said it wasn't taken care of and all that, so.
You know, it's interesting when you travel. We used to travel and camp a lot with our kids when they were little. We'd go up in the mountains or someplace, and they'd have these old cemeteries from the mining days. And we used to like to go and look, because you could tell most of the history of the town. All the mothers and babies would die in the winter from a plague or the flu or something. There weren't any doctors that could get there, and you know, you could kind of see what might have happened.
Yeah, I heard of them. What else could they do if it is in the wintertime? They would make a little just right in around their own home, sort of bury them, you know, and take care of them in the spring.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they have the up in the they have this where they keep them over
mausoleum.
Yes, those bodies, you know, till the weather is decent to bury. Those were the hard times when all these things come along.
Any of you have anything that belonged to one of your grandparents that you have? I have my grandmother's graduation certificate from high school. It's about this big.
My goodness sake.
It's just huge. It's got a picture of the school on it and I don't know what all in Iowa, Webster City, Iowa. And that's my great-grandmother's ring I have. And a few little things. A button hook for her shoes.
Well, I gave mine over a birthday.
Did you?
Yeah. I know they had to use them for some kind of stuff there. Donnie says, Pop, we got some old button hooks around. I said, sure.
What a price you would get for one of them now.
How about you?
My goodness, for what you call antiques.
Yes.
You'd get hundreds of dollars on that.
Yeah.
They're hard to find, antiques.
Well, them age, what are old button hook shoes?
My gosh, we had them laying around, losing them and everything else, you know, find them out in the dirt somewhere and we'd lay there.
Just common. Little do we know. You know, I thought about that yesterday. We took our tree down. And you know those metal fasteners that you put the ornaments on the tree? Well, they aren't metal anymore. They're aluminum. And they just bend like crazy. You can't hardly get the thing off the tree before it's ruined. And I thought, you know, those old metal ones are probably going to be antique someday. And they're old because they never bend or wear out. Of course, I've lost most of them. But do you have anything that was your grandparents, Tilly?
No, nothing.
Now, Esther, would you have something that?
I just can't think of anything right now. Because
yeah.
I've lost all my things now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, you know, you lost everything that you had.
I still have one.
Yes. My daughter does have some things, but she's picking up something all the time.
Yes, I still have one. I don't know whether I have it or not, but the family does. The weeping willow cane.
Oh, a cane.
A weeping willow, which you carve out of a willow stick, you know. And this was a beautiful one. It has this deep carving. You see all those diamond things in the stick, you know. And that's all carved out. That all stands out.
Who carved it, I wonder?
It was my it was on my husband's side, Clemens. His father. His grandfather.
Oh, my.
Yeah, his grandfather. And goodness sake, now, where is that taken care of now? You know, when I moved everything, I never took a thing. And it just could make me cry. I don't know where they are. They've got them somewhere, but I don't know where they are.
Well, I'm sure they took care of that, Jeepers. Mary.
Yeah. My first comes to me. Well. I said, I came to this place the unhappiest person it ever was. And now it's getting worse when I think of what is.
Oh, but think about, you know, you're taken good care of. Got these friends here, and you don't have to dust. Think about that.
Beds used to be my downfall.
Yeah. Jesse, do you have anything that was belonged to your family, or did you have before you came here?
Well, I discovered the other day that my father had. Two half dollars that are different. One is the Colombian And the other was, I forget the name of it, but it was issued at the time of the St. Louis World's Fair.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
1904, I think it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I discovered them the other day in a little box.
Oh, good.
got moved in with me.
Uh-huh. Huh. That's interesting. I bet those could tell stories of their own.
Of course, those things I mentioned wouldn't be mine. They'd be the family, of course. You know, I wouldn't, those things wouldn't really be mine. It's a family thing, so.
Well, they'll probably be passed down for years and years. Mm-hmm. I hope the story goes with it. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty ring you have, Jesse.
Oh, that's just a birthday ring.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it myself.
When's your birthday?
25th of April.
April. It's mm-hmm. I don't like my birthstone. I have November, so I don't have it.
Topaz.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is March.
My kids have better ones than I do. Prettier ones.
My wife was November the 8th.
Oh, she was.
Well,
maybe there are some pretty ones. I have not seen too many, actually. It's kind of a yellowish brown. I suppose it could be pretty, if it was set right.
If the love is there.
Yes, if the love is there. Do we remember anything else about our grandparents? I think probably they didn't realize what they had started either when they had families, and I don't think you think about generations to come and the family going on and on and on and on.
Well, I know they had bigger families because my grandmother's family, there was 9. Well, the last ones were twins. And then one of the twins died, the summer complaint. They didn't know how to treat that. I was named after her.
Oh.
And then...
What's summer complaint?
Oh, their stomach
trouble.
Yeah, so they said that she clogged up with the milk, and that just clogged mm-hmm. in her stomach. It just got like a ball in her mm-hmm. stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
And my grandfather's folks had, my father's folks had, I think, 9 children, so they all had more children than they do now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know they bought birth control or anything like that.
And they had their own gardens.
Yes.
And they made their own clothes.
Their own soap.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother, Connie, used to bake bread. I remember so much about the bread that she baked.
I bet she made a lot of it.
Yes.
I guess we bake bread every other day. Must have
been able to do it
twice a week.
You didn't need a recipe, I'll bet.
No. I guess for so long.
Well, they use hops for the yeast or something. They had a boil. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they had their yeast. But
they had the hops you grow, you know.
You grow on the fence, I guess. You pick them.
Yeah.
I don't know how they made their yeast.
They're kind of leaves like.
I thought it was a little berries, not on it or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not. Can't remember.
And then they'd start their own yeast, you know, they'd start it. Oh, and they had that sour bread thing they used, you know, they'd keep over the part of the dough and sour.
Sourdough.
And they sourdough. That's to start your bread the next time.
Mm-hmm.
The starter, they have to call it a starter.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
It did make good bread.
It mostly depended on the flower, where the flower was milled and so on. I know my mother used to talk about Grandma Brown thinking that the flower made in Ackerman. Do you know where Ackerman was?
No, but I've heard of it. Where was it?
Do you know where Ackerman was?
Well, I remember that.
Yes. It had the best flower.
I wonder why that is.
It's milled somehow.
Well, you screen out the stuff and get a nice white flower.
Remember, you took something out of that flower. You never made bread like it used to.
Mm. And sometimes to get flour, I remember when they used to have to go up to, where was it, Hopkins or somewhere, take their wheat up there and get it ground and get it on that wheat.
At Hastings.
Hastings, I guess that's
yeah,
where it was.
Hastings.
That's a long way.
Oh, yes, my father went.
Yes. Take a
my
couple days to walk
yeah.
here and get their flour.
Yes.
And then Hastings. They washed it and they had oxen.
Yeah.
When was that, I wonder?
Well, that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. We live really just a little ways from where they say Ackerman, you know.
Oh,
we went to school there, Ackerman School. And I remembered all that right up, which about the Lake Elysian and the... And the starting, and there's a fanning.
Well, what, isn't that where they had the sorghum mill?
Yes, sorghum mill. And the fanning, what it was about fanning. Oh, forget that already. And there was a German family there. Oh, there was a lot that, I never wrote down one bit of it. That little German boy always come to school with a boiled egg, and that's all he had for dinner, just a boiled egg.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have went home for dinner, but I guess he'd rather come and eat with the others.
How'd they get their eggs? They had chickens?
Oh, yes, sure, they had chickens.
But they wouldn't have eggs in the wintertime, would they?
No, hardly ever. Get too cold.
Yeah,
too cold a place for them. Uh-huh. You didn't go gather them right away.
He used to put some in the salt solution, but they weren't good for blighting or anything. Probably could bake with them, but I don't think they were good to boil.
No.
You didn't have the buildings then we have now. You didn't have the buildings.
Oh, no.
I wonder how the chickens lived.
Yeah.
They freeze their combs, but they live, you know.
Yeah.
They get the roof, don't you?
That is, of course, you were too good to them. You'd have the coop so warm, you know. No ventilation.
And it gets so damp.
Yeah, it got no ventilation, and then they'd get the croup.
We had a straw loft, and that would keep the...
Yeah, that was better when they found that out.
Uh-huh.
They started...
But then towards spring, that would be all down. They'd have it scratched down. There wouldn't be much straw left on top anymore.
Unless the hen stayed on the nest, the eggs would freeze.
But at my grandfather's, I always used to, when my aunt was keeping house, my grandfather, they had an old barn that they didn't use for a barn anymore, and they had chickens in that, and that was pretty warm, and they often had eggs, and oh, it used to be such a treat to get fried eggs down there.
And I remember one winter, I don't know how it happened, my dad picked up we got 6 eggs, and Alan Mill Fell came over that evening. Jean was a little girl at that time. That's Mrs. Bob McGuire now. And they were over, and when they were getting the team ready to go home, we had 6 eggs, that's something. And so we gave Mildred 3, and we kept 3. And I remember Mildred saying to Jean, "We'll have cake tomorrow."
Oh.
Cake.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Sure, I never thought about you can't have a lot of things if you don't have eggs.
Sure.
Oh. milk, the same with milk. They didn't have much milk in it.
Well, you got 6 eggs in the wintertime, you were awful good.
Well, then it was pretty nice to share if you got 6, too, and give them away.
Yeah. Don't mention their names.
Oh, no.
Because they're both in the cemetery.
Oh.
Yeah. Elle went there last July. Or June, was it?
You don't want them to...